series on what the Bible has to say about our health, which is vitally important, I believe. I do want to correct a couple of things. One of them, I think, I may have misled some people to believe that eating meat is not good for us. I didn't mean to do that. It is. The Bible's clear about that as well. In the Daniel diet, it did not include meat, which is fine. And yeah, I believe you can do okay without it, but it's good for us too. Especially some meat's better than others.
Yes.
But I just wanted to clarify that. I eat meat, and I believe it's good, especially if you can get some that's been raised without all the chemicals in their feed and all that sort of thing. But it is good to eat meat. But the last question that we have to answer is what about exercise? How does that play a part in our health? So I want us to look once again at 1 Corinthians chapter 6. We actually began reading and studying this morning in Sunday school. But in verse 19, the Bible says, "What? Know ye not that your body is the temple of the Holy Ghost, which is in you, which ye have of God, and ye are not your own? For ye are bought with a price. Therefore, glorify God in your body and in your spirit, which are God's." Let's go ahead and pray, and then we will continue. Father, I do thank you for your word. Lord, I know that you answer our questions in your word. And I pray that you would help us to go there to find the answers that we have questions about. Lord, I pray that you would help us tonight to digest what you give us. Lord, help us to make change where we should. Lord, I pray especially that you would help me to say only what I should so that I deliver your message accurately. And I thank you for that. I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
So, is God concerned about how we treat our body? I think when we read this particular passage, these two verses in 1 Corinthians chapter 6, it's evident that he is. He is concerned how we treat his temple, our body, which has been bought with a price.
Yes.
He clearly states there, we are not our own.
Mm-hmm.
I don't own this. God does.
Right.
And so God expects me to take care of this temple properly. He blessed us with good health. Then he put on our shoulders the responsibility to maintain it. So we're to glorify God not only in our spirit, but also in our body. We are stewards of his temple. And I think ultimately when we consider all of this that we've looked through, that's really the underlying theme, that we are to be good stewards of his temple.
Mm-hmm.
Is it difficult? Yes. Is there a fleshly battle to do that? Oh, yes. I think we all fight that. I know we all fight that. It is difficult. Another correction that I want to make, I made a statement, I think last week or maybe the week before, that any food that has a shelf life of a year or more, it can't be good for you. That's not true. Jeanette and Brenda's mama, she likes to can a lot. And she'll put up potatoes and tomatoes and absolutely anything that they grow, really.
Yeah.
And it'll sit on the shelf for years. One time she gave me a jar of boiled peanuts that she canned the year Brenda was born. And we ate them. And they were good. So a can of peanuts that's only 30 years old is, I mean, that, so if it has a shelf life of more than a year, it can still be good. Okay? I was talking with a friend of mine the other day, and he said that he opened up a 5-gallon bucket of wheat that they had bought 10 years ago, and it was still good. Whole wheat that they used to grind and make bread and different things, and it was still good. So to make the statement that anything over a year of shelf life can't be good for you, that's not necessarily true. Okay? There's a lot of food that is not good that has a long shelf life. But then there are ways to preserve food in a healthy manner that will keep it for a long time and it still be good for us. Okay? So in this area of exercise, where does the Bible say that we're supposed to exercise? Well, it doesn't directly. Neither does it say we should never smoke pot. But we know we shouldn't.
Right.
Because of the principles we find in God's Word, right?
Right.
Okay. So, the principles that we find also teach us that exercise is important. I want you to look in Genesis chapter 2, if you would, turn there. Genesis chapter 2. The word exercise, I think, actually does come up once in the Scripture in Timothy. Paul told Timothy that bodily exercise profiteth little. He didn't say it profiteth zero. He said little.
Right.
But godliness with contentment is great gain. And what he was saying there was, you're going to gain from doing exercise. But you're really going to gain by being godly and being content.
That's good.
Okay?
Yeah.
So here in Genesis chapter 2, verse 15... the Bible says, and the Lord God took the man, that was Adam, and put him into the Garden of Eden to dress it and to keep it. Now, in order for him to dress the garden and to keep it, he had to do things that required work, exercise, whatever you want to call that, movement, right? God designed our bodies to perform best under daily exercise. I think we all know that if we sit on a chair or lay in a bed 24/7, it's not going to be long. We're going to have some pretty serious health issues, right?
Yeah.
God designed our bodies for movement. There are no blood vessels running through the cartilage between our joints. The only way they can clean out is through movement. Blood cleans our body, right? In other words, when there's things in our body, toxicity or whatever that needs to be cleaned out, the blood is what carries that and it puts it, dumps it into one of our organs that eliminates that, right? But the cartilage between our joints that doesn't, it doesn't have blood vessels. So the only way for them to get cleaned out is through constant movement. Okay? Proverbs chapter 31 actually describes the virtuous woman as one who stays active. If you read that chapter, you will find that She's definitely active, right? In fact, in verse 17, the Bible states that she literally does strength building exercises. Twice in Proverbs, Solomon tells us to mimic the attributes of the ant. And if you've ever sat down and watched them, they didn't have a remote in their hand while sitting on the couch. I'm not saying that it's a sin to do that. It's not. Anything that we do in abundance above what we ought to do could become wrong.
Yeah.
Right? That's where moderation is important. But when we look at the ants, what we find is that they're staying busy. They're working. And Solomon says, watch them and learn. Do what they do. And you'll be wise as well. Over and over in Proverbs, Solomon discourages inactivity, or as he puts it, slothfulness.
Yeah.
And he encourages diligence. I didn't particularly find the passage, but in Ecclesiastes, he actually says that the activity that we have during the day, our work, actually helps us to sleep better. I don't know if you've ever performed the exercise of determining if that's true or not, but I have. There's times when I'm very inactive and I don't sleep as good that night. Then there's days that I work hard. I'm really interested to find that bed and lay down and go to sleep. And when I do, I'm out cold for hours. So it's true what he said there in Ecclesiastes. So I think we all can agree that exercise is good for us.
Amen.
The question is, how good? Or how bad is it if we don't? And I think sometimes that's where we can tend to be a little bit foggy. And remember, I recognize that this can seem as a non-spiritual message. But I think it has a great effect on us in our service to the Lord. Or can have, one way or the other, bad or good. And I think that's why it's so important that we consider these things. But I think there's several things that, if you want to look it up, you can. I think it would be healthy for you to do so. But there's several things that exercise does that helps us. And one of them is it increases our circulation. I have a circulation problem. I think due to just a low heart rate. I think my resting heart rate is like 60 when I'm just sitting there, not doing anything. And I'm sure it's lower than that when I'm sleeping. I've never tested it then. It'd be kind of hard for me to do, I guess. So because of a low heart rate that I have, my circulation is low. And because of that, I stay cold a lot when it's cold. I don't know about you. How many of you are cold-natured in here? A few of you. I'm glad I'm not alone there. Exercise increases circulation, but it also encourages sweating. I think a lot of times we discourage ourselves from sweating, but sweating is good for us. The more you sweat, the healthier you get. The skin is the largest eliminative organ of the body. In other words, your body is going to eliminate more toxicity through sweating than any other way. So when we don't sweat often, we run into problems in our health. I believe that's why many times we tend to get sick in the winter more often than we do in the summer. We sweat less in the winter than we do in the summer. Exercise also increases your pulse. Your heart beats faster. This helps to keep plaque from settling in your arteries and helps to eliminate toxicity from our body. Exercise increases your breathing. This is important because it helps our lungs. Your lungs is one of your eliminative organs, okay? When you're breathing shallow, there's parts of your lungs that will not excrete the toxicity that the blood has put there on low breathing. On deep breathing, it will. It's going to excrete all of that stuff that's in there that shouldn't be. So if we seldom, if ever, breathe deeply, such as we would when we're exercising, what do you think is happening in your lungs? The toxicity is sitting there and it's eventually going to cause some real issues, okay? I don't know about you, I do know some people who have gotten lung cancer who have never smoked a cigarette in their life. Which sounds, you know, kind of surprising to us because we think that smoking cigarettes is the only thing that causes lung cancer, but it's not. Exercise keeps your muscles toned, which keeps your metabolism high. Low metabolism is your enemy. You and I need about 150 to 300 minutes of exercise per week. Exercise that's got our heart rate up. That's got our breathing up. That pans out to be about 30 minutes a day. Sluggish circulation, many times, is one of the main causes of the unhealthy discomfort, the pain that we have in our bodies. One of the negative side effects of a lack of exercise, we can notice sometimes in swelling in our lower extremities, our feet, ankles, our legs, because there isn't enough circulation to pull that up. Gravity is kind of helping it to stay down there. There's not enough circulation to pull that up and run it through the eliminative organs. You are as healthy as your blood is clean. Brother Bruce, I am too old to exercise. One of the oldest people in here is pumping iron every morning, and his name is Brother Phil. I don't know if it's iron or is it one of those, the Bowflex. It's got those, the rods, the plastic rods that have tension on them. Yeah. So is it that we're too old? No, it's not that we're too old. There was a study done in Boston with a group of elderly people ages 86 through 96 in a nursing home. And they took them through an 8-week, not exercise program, but a muscle building program. They started them off using like 5 or 10 pound weights. And the study proved that 9 out of 10 of them completed the program stronger and feeling better than they did prior to the program. Exercise can hurt, in fact, typically will, especially as we get older. If you're like me, you have some stiffness in your body, especially when you get up in the morning, or maybe even joint pain. And I do have that. And so I understand it does hurt to exercise, but it shouldn't stop us from doing it. Muscle pain from the exercise is actually a good sign, not a bad one.
Yeah.
Okay. Again, we're talking about being a good steward of God's temple. It's difficult, but we should desire to be a good steward. Many times in Scripture, or maybe even in our minds, in Scripture, we typically view stewardship as how we handle God's money. And that is. But there's many other things under that label, and here's why. Everything is owned by God, not us.
Amen.
The things in your house are His.
Yes.
Your house is His.
Yes.
The time that you have today is not your time, it's His. The talents that God's blessed you with are not your talents, they are His. He's just given them to you for a period of time. So all these things, including this body, are His. He's just given them to us to steward for His purpose, for His honor, and for His glory. So I want to challenge you to begin an exercise program. And I'm not saying you need to get out there and start running a mile or 5 miles. You're going to have an issue if you've not been doing that already. Start slow, 5-10 minutes. Then do that for several days. And then graduate all on up to 10 or 15 minutes. Work up to 30 minutes minimum. If you go more than that, that's not a problem. But start some type of an exercise program that gets your heart rate up and your breathing up. This is important for our bodies. His temple. Strive to eat self-regulating foods. Now I want to describe that because if you're like me when you first heard that term, it was confusing. What are self-regulating foods? Self-regulating foods are foods that you cannot eat too much of. Never in my life have I eaten too many raw carrots. I've never eaten too many apples. I've gotten full trying, but I've never eaten too many apples. You're not going to eat too much, too many bananas. But there are foods that we can eat too much of, right?
Yeah.
And so we need to try and stay away from that to some degree and focus more on foods that are self-regulating, okay? I realize that being a good steward of God's temple is not easy. And I want to be the first to admit to you that I am not a good example to follow in this area. I make mistakes. I make bad choices. I'm not up here preaching something to you that I have mastered. I have not. I want to. I desire to. But I think that if we could get a hold of this, that it would make a major difference in our life. I've certainly seen firsthand many people who have already, friends of mine, acquaintances, that have taken hold of this mindset and made changes accordingly and feel so much better. And are so much better off with their health. So I want to encourage you to consider these things. Ask God what He would have you to do about it. Ultimately, it's for His glory. I think that there are many things. In fact, next month in February, we're focusing on fasting. Many times when you think of fasting, you think of not eating food, which is fasting. But there's many things that you can fast from. There's many things we should fast from. But there's so much that we could do differently that would help us with the health issues that we're having and help us to be a better steward.
Yes.
Of God's temple. Amen. Let's pray. Father, I thank You for Your word. Thank you so much for showing us what you expect from us concerning your temple, our body. Lord, help us to fight the flesh and to do what you would have us to do. Help us to bring honor and glory to you. I thank you for that. I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Let's stand and turn to 488.